Hi, Shirley. What's on your mind?
Dr. Wright, I have a question about the proper use of SSKI, potassium iodide drops, for a bladder infection.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Whether taking the SSKI would possibly irritate the bladder if not taken with enough water. And I want to be sure I do it right next time. So if I can explain, 2.5 weeks ago, I thought I might be getting a bladder infection, urgent need to go, slight burning. So for 4 days, every 3 to 4 hours, I took both the mannose and 15 drops of SSKI, but I took it with only a little bit of water. I had no further symptoms, but last Tuesday, 5 days after stopping the drops and the mannose, I had a scheduled cystoscopy to be sure I had no recurrence of a benign papillary growth in the bladder wall that had been removed some years earlier. But the urologist indicated that my bladder was so inflamed that it was difficult to see very well. She called it acute cystitis. And the urine analysis showed 500 leukocytes, and the bladder culture showed grew out more than 100,000 E. coli. And so yesterday I was started on 7 days of cefnidir, 300 milligrams twice a day, because I didn't want to risk it going to the kidney. But after taking the SSKI drops, I noticed that my voice was extremely hoarse, almost lost my voice. So I thought maybe taking the SSKI drops and only a little bit of water would have irritated my throat. And I wondered if that could possibly also even have inflamed the bladder, although that wouldn't explain why 5 days later I had over 100,000 E. coli, which might mean that it didn't kill the E. coli. I just want to know how to do it right next time.
Well, first thing before you do anything, ma'am, is check with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to make sure you're not...
I'm sorry, is do what?
Check with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to find out if you happen to be hypersensitive to potassium iodide. Now, I'm sorry, but we can be allergic to even natural stuff. For example, I know a lot of kids who are allergic to milk and dairy, and milk and dairy is perfectly natural in little calves, of course, but still it's perfectly natural, and they're allergic to it. I run into a very few people who are allergic to potassium iodide. One lady broke out in a rash. Now, once we desensitized her, she could use it with no further problems. But even in mainstream medicine, they do some allergy desensitization, usually not to things like potassium iodide, but to many other things, hay fever, desensitization, and so forth. But don't use any more, please, ma'am, until you find out if you happen to be hypersensitive to it. It sounds like you may be. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been the fact that I didn't take it with a great deal of water.
Probably not, but that's a second topic that you're quite correct to bring up. Now, I got that information about potassium iodide killing every germ found in the bladder from an old Mayo Clinic publication, no kidding, from the 1920s. But what they did recommend is that the person be, quote, well hydrated, unquote, which means you put the potassium iodide drops into a full glass of water, because remember, you're only going to do this every 3 to 4 hours until the infection is gone. That is, if you're not sensitive to it, you're going to do it. And one can drink a 6 to 8 ounce glass of water every 3 to 4 hours, and yeah, might have to make that extra trip to the bathroom. But otherwise, that keeps the iodide diluted so that if one is not hypersensitive to it, it won't be so concentrated that it's a problem. So I'm glad you asked about that too. And lastly, the only reason I can think of that the D-mannose didn't get rid of the infection is that if you are hypersensitive, that the inflammation set up in the bladder. And why so intense in the bladder? Because when we take that much potassium iodide, that's what the people from Mayo pointed out, the body can't use it all, so it dumps it all in the bladder, and the bladder is not that big an organ. And with all that potassium iodide in there, it might have created the intense inflammation if you were hypersensitive. And with being inflamed like that, good grief, the D-mannose can't really be expected to do its job.
I say the last part, the dumping too much SSKI in the bladder could
could, if you're hypersensitive to it, could cause an intense inflammation and make it impossible for the D-mannose to do its work.
Okay. Then in any event, is it not a good idea to take both the D-mannose and SSKI at the same time, start with the D-mannose, or...
Well, you see,
D-mannose
works on E. coli infections. Researchers tell us that 85 to 90% of all bladder infections are E. coli. So many folks start with that first because D-mannose in and of itself, the worst it can ever do to anybody is give them a little bit of gas and loose bowels, but that's it. I've not yet heard of somebody being hypersensitive to D-mannose, but iodide allergy does happen very occasionally. So we start with D-mannose, and that doesn't work. Then we go over to the iodide, and as I've repeated...
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Would you have any recommendations, since I'm taking the antibiotic, for what strains of probiotics I should look for to take with it, or any recommendations?
Look for one with as many diverse strains of probiotic as it as possible in it. In other words, if you compare the labels of probiotics, there'll be a list that's anywhere from 8 items long to 20 items long. And you want to look for one that's that has the more population. There's a very good one made by, what's the name of the company? Allergy Research, and I don't work for them, but it's called just Lactobacillus, period. It has a whole bunch of strains in there, ma'am.
I'm sorry, Allergy Research, and it's called what?
Lactobacillus.
Bristol?
Lactobacillus, ma'am. Lactobacillus.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in, ma'am. I'm sorry you may have run into an allergic reaction, but check with your doc, okay?
Thank you very much. Okay.